thrill for both of you gentlemen. I'm sure it's a nice thing to have, and I don't know if you all have spent much time in the Capitol, but this will be kind of a fun day for UCA.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it all started with Representative Meeks out of Faulkner County and Conway, and we are indebted to him for bringing this proclamation and resolution forward, and to honor our football team for their successes on the field, and then certainly as well as in the classroom. So we'll have some student athletes, and I think Dr. Teague has some others coming, some administration, and certainly it'll be a kind of an icing on the cake to an outstanding 2012 football season.
Well, speaking of football, and we'll just continue in that vein right now, but we do want to talk about some other sports as well. By the way, the men and women on the road tonight at Lamar in basketball. But, Coach, spring football is going to be here. It seems like we just got done with the season, and a great season it was. But, yeah, spring football is right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. We start a week from tomorrow, March the 8th, Friday, March 8th, and we're excited about, you know, putting this team together. We've got, 15 starters back and about 45 lettermen, and certainly redshirted what we think is an exciting group of freshmen this year. And certainly we've got some playmakers back, but we've got some holes to fill, and certainly we start that in earnest, molding this team for 2013. And, we don't like to talk about defending a title, but, certainly we recognize that the wind blows hardest at the top of the mountain, so we've got a lot of work to do.
I know about the wind today.
It's pretty windy, isn't it?
Feels like we're at the top of the mountain here, but yeah, and obviously a lot coming back. Expectations extremely high, and I know your expectations are always high for your team. But with everything coming back this year, you got to be thrilled about the opportunity. Also announced last week the coming schedule for the fall. Open on a Thursday night against Incarnate Word, a team that will join the Southland Conference as a full-fledged member in the near future. And then you go on the road to Colorado, which is going to be obviously a great environment for the fans and for your players, but also an opportunity to knock off another FBS opponent.
Yeah, trying to figure out who made that schedule. I think the guy sitting next to me did. But, no, we're excited about that challenge. Certainly opening up at home on a Thursday night on campus has always been a real positive experience for our football team. Playing at home in general has been extremely positive for us. But to have an opportunity to go challenge ourselves with a Pac-12 school like Colorado, and certainly with a new coaching staff, and, it's going to be a huge challenge, but one that we'll embrace. And, we're starting, last year with Ole Miss and the SEC, and then future games with Oklahoma State and Kansas State and Texas Tech, and so it's exciting times at the university.
Well, and then a couple of regional road games, too, if UCA fans want to take note, too. The 14th of September at UT Martin, at Missouri State on the 21st, which was a trip that we took a couple of years ago, which is certainly an easy game for fans to get up to, and then a great home slate, including a lot of the Southland Conference games. Now, at the end of the schedule, and I know you're not even worried about game one just yet. You got to get through spring and, of course, fall camp and summer workouts, but that Sam Houston State game is sitting there November 23rd, and you talk about a game that is developing into a pretty darn good rivalry here in the Southland Conference.
Well, it certainly has, and great respect for Coach Willie Fritz and his staff and that program. But, just from top to bottom, our league has, been compared to the SEC of FCS football. I mean, when you look at McNeese State and Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston, ourselves, Northwestern State, Lamar's now a player, and then we'll be bringing in some other fine programs in the future. It's, you got to bring your A game, each and every week. But you're right. I mean, every team is different, Justin. We've talked about this over the years, whether it be radio shows or TV shows. And we've got the player of the year coming back on offense and Winrick Smothers, the freshman of the year, both of those young men, Jonathan Woodard, 6'6", 272 now. I mean, cornerstone pieces to build around. But we lost a lot. We've got a lot of work to do, and the identity of every team is different from year to year. And, last year's team will be, we'll be able to put a cap on the 2012 season today at the legislature, but we're really pushing forward now to build the identity of the 2013 team, and that started in the off season, and certainly coming out of recruiting and our 6 a.m. OTAs, and then we get back on the field. Quick turnaround on next Friday, the 8th.
And we'll get you back up during spring football, hopefully, and see how things are going. We'll check back in with you on that, certainly. And, Dr. Teague, I do want to talk about some of the other sports going on. It's a crazy weekend, I guess, because of the weather in the Midwest. We've got a bunch of teams that are seeking a little southern hospitality that are escaping down here to play at UCA and UALR this weekend, so a lot of baseball opportunities there. If you want to weigh in on that, also do want to commend Bryce Bickerstaff. We talked about this earlier in the week, Louisville Slugger National Player of the Week. a no-hitter against Jackson State. I guess the most surprising thing that came out of that was that it was only the second one in school history, which I was surprised by at least.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was shocked as well to read that and hear that. The baseball has been fun, Justin. As you know, last week Kansas came down and did a swing at Little Rock and at Conway. And, of course, Little Rock and Conway both have synthetic turf fields, so we're able to withstand the weather, and certainly we hadn't had the snow that the Midwest has had. But this weekend is even more interesting because several teams are coming down from the north to play at Little Rock and at Conway, and we've got Wichita State, who is has been in the World Series and a perennial World Series contender, is a great baseball program, is going to play at Little Rock and at UCA. And then what's interesting to me is Missouri State and Northwestern State had a three-game set in Springfield, and they're moving that to Conway. So they're going to play around the other games we're playing. So we're adding four games to our normal three in a weekend. There's going to be seven games at UCA this weekend. And then Iowa is coming down to swing with Little Rock and at Wichita State. And I think Western Illinois is the other team coming to Little Rock this weekend. So going to be a lot of baseball teams in Central Arkansas, which is really kind of a compelling and interesting story.
Kind of sounds like a round-robin tournament.
It really could
for
be.
The entire stadium.
Absolutely. What's unfortunate for these teams in the Midwest is they've lost many games, and so they're willing to play as much as they can right now. And Wichita State's lost nine games to snow, so they're playing five this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're going to play five games.
And they have a synthetic infield surface, too, at X Stadium where Wichita State plays their games.
That's right.
So that'll tell you what they've been dealing with up there.
It's
isn't
rough.
That much further north than us. I mean, right. It's maybe 7 hours away from here.
Dr. Teague, there was a push a while back to, because of the advantages the Southern teams have to maybe start the season a little bit later. Have you heard any scuttlebutt on that in recent years?
You know, Justin, that comes up pretty much annually. The issue is that just moves that World Series further back. It's already almost July 1 before the World Series ends. And you think about when the session ends in May with graduation, now school is out, dorms are closed, residence halls, cafeterias are closed, so the athletic department has to house and feed baseball teams that matriculate through the World Series for a long extended period, and that would just, again, put it further back, cost a lot more money. So I don't think we're going to see that happen. I still think that, mid-February to March is when baseball will start all around the country.
Coach Conk, we know you've got a busy schedule coming up with spring. Dr. Teague, you're going to make it. I'm assuming you're headed to the Southland Conference Tournament for basketball here.
That's right. We're a couple weeks away. We have three basketball contests left, two on the road at Lamar and McNeese, and then we come home senior day, March 9th, with Oral Roberts, a new fantastic member of our conference who is number one or two in the men's and women's ranking in the Southland right now. So it'll be a fun weekend at home in March 9th, and then we go to Katy, Texas. Both men and women will be in the conference tournament for the first time. We're excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited about it as well. And, it's good. I've been talking to both coaches doing the coaches show this year, which has been a lot of fun, and, getting to know the new women's coach. And it's amazing that game that against Oral Roberts is going to be a bittersweet night as we say goodbye to Megan Herber, which is amazing. I mean, she's going to go down as not only one of the best players in UCA history, but Southland Conference history, and the run she's had is coming to an end here pretty soon. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to believe. It flies by, no doubt about it. And she is certainly a great basketball player, but an even better person and just fun representative for us to have. She graduated in 3.5 years, so she graduated in December. She's working on a master's. She intends to come back and complete her master's. But she may have professional opportunities. I don't know. I don't know if she has those aspirations, but I would think a European league at least would want her services to play basketball. She's quite the competitor and quite a great person.
There's no doubt. Well, Coach Rushing's done a good job, especially on the defensive end of the floor of that team, and I know they're looking forward to finishing strong and hopefully improving their position in the seeding for the conference tournament coming up here over the next three games, and same for the men as well. So, Coach Conk, you have a speech you have to make today, or how does this work?
I'm not really sure. I think Representative Meeks is going to meet our contingency down at the Rotunda and then take us to the show us throughout the Capitol a little bit, and then take us to the House chambers. I don't know if we'll be in the balcony or on the actual floor itself. I know they're quite busy doing the state's work, but for these guys to take the opportunity to recognize our team and the successes we've had, on and off the field, I think it speaks volumes for our young people and our coaching staff and certainly the support we have with our administration and our university. We're top, 10, 15 FCS program, and obviously we want to stay there, and I think people across not just our state but the region are starting to recognize the possibilities that Central Arkansas football has. And Whatever they ask me to do, if I've got to go be a page and get coffee or, you know, whatever, I'll you know, when I was about 10 years old, 12 years old, I was a page in the Louisiana Capitol for one summer for one of the state senators. So I don't think I know my way around, but I'll do whatever they ask me to do.
That is awesome.
I have a feeling, Coach Kunk, you're going to be get that right hand ready for a few dozen shakes and a few dozen grip and rips of photos too.
Well, that'd be awesome. I mean, I'm just excited for our football players. You know, we didn't bring the whole team down, but several seniors that finished you know, their season in December, and then obviously some of the key members of our team returning in 2013 will be there. And you know, it's quite an honor, and certainly appreciate the resolution and the proclamation that they're making you know, for our football program.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun covering you and traveling with the team and being part of what you guys have done, and always good to be part of a winner. And it's been a fun run the last few years, and I know we're looking forward to a really good year coming up in the fall. Gentlemen, appreciate you coming in. Enjoy your day at the Capitol, and if you want to see a man set on fire, swing by and see us afterwards.
Will do. Thank you.
Send us a video.
I'll do that at least. There you go.
With promotion like that, how can you say no?
I know. You're going to make sure to take note of the surprised look on Neil's face when I set him on fire. He has no idea it's going to happen, so it'll be really cool.
He's just hanging around. He has no clue.
He doesn't listen to the show. He's like a lot of people. It's okay. All right. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
It's Dr. Brad Teague and Clint Conk being honored today at the Capitol, the UCA football team. So
not much else going on at the state capitol today.
No, you know. Session. I'm glad they made time, though. That's great. It's a very well-deserved honor. They've had a great, great run lately, and hopefully keep it rolling.
We got to get Henderson State over there. We got to get the Reddies recognized.
I don't know. I worry about Coach Maxfield in that kind of formal setting. He's a wild card, that one.
I know. He might, with the ever-present stare, he might freak out the gov.
That's it. We are at Contractors Equipment Company in Little Rock. Come by and see us. Again, if you missed the information earlier, 11618 Otter Creek Road. Hey, if the kids are at school, get them out and get over here. This is way more important. When's the last time you saw a motorcycle jump? I mean, come on.
Hey, you know, my favorite part about this is there's all kinds of different pieces of equipment here that I would have no idea how to use.
That's it.
I don't even know where the on-off switch is on these things.
Well, I think we could probably figure most of it out eventually. Most of the stuff we don't need, though, I guess, for what we do on a day-to-day basis.
Got a good slogan for Wacker Neuson. Wacker Neuson. So good, a moron can use it.
I like that.
And that moron is me.
This is equipment for dummies. They've got a generator. I've actually said that we need one of those. Get stuck in a remote location, we can always do it on the wireless, and we could do a show from anywhere. I think we should definitely look into buying a generator.
I hear a motorcycle.
I don't know if the boss will sign off on it, but I can't worry about that. It's time for us to take a quick time out. We are going to talk to one of these gentlemen. In fact, I think Cowboy Kenny Bartram is going to join us here. Yeah, I guess I pronounced that right. When we come back here in just a second, he's a flying motorcycle artist. That's what he does.